Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. I am so happy that you are here. I'm so happy that you're alive. I'm so happy that you are taking time to invest into your mind, body, and soul. So today is a beautiful day. I'm in Costa Rica. I'm looking over the balcony and it's really, really cloudy. Like the clouds are black and I know it's about to rain. I made me some eggs for breakfast and tomorrow starts the new week of the second retreat. So I'm just getting some work done and relaxing. I might even play my sound bowls. Okay, that is what this episode is going to be. Because I just got the idea. So this is going to be a sound healing episode where you can soak up all of the energy of the vibrations of the sound bowl. If you want to lay down, put some earbuds in, maybe you want to do yoga with it, or you just want to listen. You can do whatever you want. And I am putting all of my energy into the episode, the sound healing, and all right, so whether you are moving or finding stillness, this is like a guided meditation. So breathe into the body. Become aware of the breath moving in and out. Maybe you place one hand on the stomach, one hand on the heart. Start to notice how you feel, whether your body has stagnant energy in it, maybe your mind is wandering, maybe you have anxiety, whatever it is, allow it to pass. Empty out all of the breath in the body. Inhale deeply through the nose. Open your mouth and let it go. Feel all of the stagnant energy leave your body. As you are breathing in through the nose, breathe in love. Breathe in light. Breathe in inner peace. Breathe in joy. Breathe in compassion. Breathe in safety. And breathe in connection. the body. Noticing the breath move in and out of the breath. Breathe. Notice how you feel in this moment. Noticing the body, how it feels lighter, more flowy, more in tuned, more connected, more grounded, and filled with love. Inhale deeply through the nose. Open the mouth and let it go. Blinking your eyes open. Absorbing everything in with a new perspective. New energy. Your body is now cleansed. It is now active. Releasing any blockages that are holding you back from being your true self. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you be free from all forms of suffering. Namaste. The reason why I love sound healing so much is because it truly does something to your neurons in your body and your vibration and the cells in you. And it completely shifts the way that you live, the way that you think, how you act. Everything starts to become a higher frequency. I have a chakra sound bowl set. So I have red, orange, yellow, green, blue, dark purple, and light purple. And it goes up through the spine, starting at the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And this really allows you to tap in, tune into the frequency of the bowls. And what it does is the chakras can be blocked, unbalanced, they can be overactive, depending on the things that you're going through and how you are giving those energy centers energy. So when you play a certain frequency, what it does is it connects to that energy center in your body. And what it does is it vibrates at the purest form. And if it is blocked or stagnant, it opens it up for healing. Doesn't mean that it's going to be unblocked within one day, but it takes time and it takes effort and energy placed into certain parts of the body for it to start healing. And personally, when I've been getting sound bowls, sound baths, or tuning forks done on me, I feel like my lower chakras are blocked and I need to work on those. But I feel like from the heart up, it seems to be very, very easy and active for me because I live with my heart, with God, the universe, unknown, and just more of energy. And those are the top chakras. And currently I feel kind of like my lower chakras are blocked. So maybe I need to start grounding myself with the earth and really staying in tune with my body and my confidence and my sexual energy and different things like that. But I would love to make more podcasts talking about chakras and to do more sound healing. I would like to know what you thought about the sound bath. If it gave you a peaceful sense of being, maybe it helped you overcome something. I just want to know how that made you feel, because it's important to express how you feel on the inside. It allows you to understand yourself better. And I just really hope that you enjoyed this sound bath. It was just short and sweet, but I was just whipping out my phone. I was like, I'm gonna make a podcast. And I didn't know what I was gonna talk about. And then I saw all my sound bowls. And I was like, all right, I guess we're doing it. Does doesn't it sound just so amazing? I really, really enjoy playing these instruments because it instantly gives me a boost of energy. It makes me feel safe in my body. It makes me feel just grounded, in tuned with my energy. It makes me feel like I'm filled with love, and I want to share that with the world. So I hope that you have a magical day today and you listen to your body. You don't scroll too much on social media. You get outside, drink water, eat healthy food, nourish your body, and be gentle with yourself. It's okay. Quit judging yourself for how you act or if you don't accomplish something. It's okay. Just live your life for yourself and be kind. Raise your energy, bestie. Raise the energy of your vessel, your body, mind, and soul. Please let me know what you thought about this sound bath, because it truly would mean the world to me. I love you, bestie. Take care of your mind, body, and soul. Peace out.